Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends. Yeah, Wednesday already. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on my sick show, as the kids sometimes say, on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Of course, I'm alongside Benty today at 4. Anyway, we kick things off, excuse the pun, with Gareth Southgate's England beating the Ivory Coast at Wembley. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
22 unbeaten for England. It's a 10th friendly win in a row for Gareth Southgate's men as their preparations for Qatar continue.
And here's the England legend and West Ham coach, Stuart Psycho-Pearce.
I think utopia for us is Gareth having selection problems in all positions, hopefully, come November. I think that's really important for us. It shows there's a healthy situation at this level. He's given the opportunity to some youngsters in these two games, and I think all of them have taken it.
And off the post by Bellingham. He kicks the post in frustration.
Jude would have caught the eye for sure. I thought he was good with his pressing. We had him higher up the pitch on the press and then either low or driving forward when we were in possession. So, you know, I thought we were really pleased with his performance as well.
Plays it back to Sterling, and there's the second goal. Raheem Sterling with the captain's armband.
Yeah, it was a great day at the office. You know, always a privilege to put the armband on. And then went out there and capped off a great win.
First international friendly goal. Did you know that?
Just been told then. I didn't know that, but take them all.
Harry Maguire, you started him. Obviously, you know, we've had to talk about him this week. He was involved in both the goals, starting the moves, kept a clean sheet. And yet, I'm so sorry that we're talking about this again, because there were still fans, a small selection, albeit, booing him when the team sheets were read out, which seems ridiculous.
I don't get it at all. I mean, I must say, the fans away to my left, who are the core group, kept playing his song, kept trying to get behind him. But we're either all in this together or we're not. And he's a massive part of our team and has been a key player for us. So where this environment is being created, I know it's starting with club, but I'm no Manchester United fans at Old Trafford get behind their team. And why we would think that anybody is going to play better by getting a reception like that, I don't get. I think social media is like the Wild West at the moment, which doesn't help. Idiots sat at home write one line. We don't know anything about their lives and we report it in the paper as a story. So all of this is fueling some of this vitriol that's out there. He's a top player. He's got us to keep saying what he's done for us. You know, we're with him. He's a player we need playing well if we're going to have a chance in a World Cup, because we're not going to play a pair of centre-backs who've got a handful of caps between them and win a World Cup. So the team are united. We've got a great connection with our fans. We don't need something like that, because it's not going to help the team play better.
If you've booed Harry Maguire and you're listening to this, you're a disgrace. Absolute disgrace. No need for that whatsoever. You're a coward. You do it in your... You wouldn't do it if you walked down the road. Wouldn't have the balls to do it. Would not be able to do it. If he walked down the road in front of you and you'd booed him. Wouldn't do it. In a crowd, everyone booed him. He's had some bad press. some fairly, some unfairly. And at football, you know, when you're at that level, you've got to expect there's going to be criticism. But to boo an England player who's done nothing wrong for his country at Wembley when his name is read out, you're a disgrace.
How can you justify somebody playing exceptionally well for England, as you claim, which I totally disagree with, yet when he plays for United, he's absolutely awful? How do you justify that? He can't be good for one team and awful for another. Well, so what's the problem?
If he was there at the game, would you have booed him?
Whenever I see Maguire on the team sheet, I don't watch the United games.
You don't watch your own club because Harry Maguire's on the team sheet?
You can't have seen much football this season then.
Maguire's an embarrassment. He's the worst club captain United have ever had.
Boo! Boo!
He was one of the key players, right? Even Raheem Sterling and Harry Kane are the three key players in the team. I don't understand why they booed the player. I don't get it. I think personally, he was, him and Phillips was player of the tournament in the Euros, you know? So I don't understand why they boo him. It's weird. There's three blokes in front of me booing him tonight, and I said to them, why are you booing a best player? I don't get it.
On now to the World Cup playoffs, where Portugal beat North Macedonia to reach Qatar 2022. Cue Kevin Hatchard.
Portugal won 2-0 against North Macedonia. Bruno Fernandes scoring two goals.
Yeah, and that was a really big night for him personally, I think, because there's a guy who we've seen at times play magnificently for Manchester United. You know, his numbers are excellent. But for Portugal, he's not always somebody who's one of the first names on the team sheet. So it was big that Fernando Santos picked him for such a big game from the start, and big that he performed. Cristiano Ronaldo was excellent, involved in the first goal, thought he was a threat throughout. So a really good performance. And when you bear in mind what North Macedonia were able to do to Italy in the previous game, you know, that it was not a given. I thought Diogo Jota looked dangerous as well. So, yeah, really good performance from them, much needed.
Poland are also through after beating Sweden. Mo Salah missed a penalty for Egypt as they lost out on a World Cup place to Senegal.
Now on to boxing, and as you heard in the last episode of the podcast, Ukrainian fighter Oleksandr Usyk is set to take on Anthony Joshua as the war continues in Ukraine. The fight is set to take place in Saudi Arabia. Simon Jordan believes that it's fundamentally wrong for the bout to be staged in that country.
If it goes to somewhere like Saudi Arabia,
it'll be buried.
It'll be, but also it'll be getting put through the prism of what is boxing doing? What does it want to look like? Why is it sports washing? Why is it allowing one regime that does similar things to what's happening over here? It's actually, when you think about it, it's a nightmare for Anthony Joshua because he's already got his hands full with this guy. Now he's got his hands full with this guy that's got a nation and a world behind him. If he wins, there's going to be people that are quite sad that a Ukrainian fighter was lost. So he's in this really invidious position. But the bottom line is this fight elevates a whole raft of other issues. Whether you believe, and some people don't, that sport needs to elevate certain things, it is part and parcel of today's fabric. It does. It cannot be fought in an environment like the Middle East. It just can't. It's fundamentally wrong across the board. I mean, we've got to have the argument about sports washing as a matter of course, but even more so.
And here's the former heavyweight champion and mayor of Kiev, Vitaly Klitschko, throwing his support behind Usyk fighting AJ.
We just a couple of hours ago have a conversation with Vladimir to unite the nations, to have a stage to deliver very important messages to Ukrainian from one side. From another side, to leave the country. And maybe in 3 months, the country will be not exist. Difficult decision. I don't know. It's not clear answer for this question. It's very important, we know, to be pro-Ukrainian and to deliver very important messages. I actually plans to talk to Oleksandr Usyk, give him advices. So if he decide to make a fight, this fight have to some special messages. If you ask me if my decision will be to leave the country in this moment, maybe I decide to stay.
Now, speaking for the first time after regaining his IBF featherweight title, Josh Warrington told Jim White what a defeat would have meant against Kiko Martinez.
The reality of it is I probably would have retired. You're lucky at the situation, and you know it takes maybe 2 or 3 years to build back up, going from eliminators and stuff like that to get back to the top level. And I'm not saying I wasn't prepared to do that, but you know, opportunities are very thin, especially in a division like the featherweight division where it's very competitive. So realistically, it would have been probably retirement. So that's why I wasn't going to let anyone beat me that night.
Back now to football. His DB, no, not David Beckham or David Brent. Sounds like him. It's Darren Bent. And Super Ali McQuist discussing Dele Alli's future.
I don't think I've been too dramatic by saying time's running out. I really don't think I am. We love him. We all love him as a player. And I keep going back to the Russian World Cup. Him and Lingard were arguably two of England's best players. Yeah. Two of the better players in the tournament. But I don't know. I just see their careers. I really worry about the two of them waking up one morning 4 or 5 years down the line and saying, where did my career go? You know, what happened there? What? Yeah. You know, it's absolutely disappeared. And time's running out for the two of them.
He's in! Sensational goal from Dele Alli.
It looks like there's something deeper going on, but it's just a complete drop off from form. And but I mean, he's too good of a player to retire now, unless he's completely fallen out of love with it. I think it was David Bentley. He was a little bit older, but he fell out of love with it, didn't he? And he just retired out of the blue. I thought going to Everton, fresh surroundings, new start would kind of kick him back into life. Bit of hunger, completely different circumstances, different manager, but it just hasn't happened. So what might need to happen, and there's no guarantees, but and it might, it's a knock on his pride, but at the end of the day, he's not playing very well, is maybe he needs to go down a division to the Championship, completely rip it up. Like if Everton was to go down, which I'm sure they hope it doesn't happen, but if they were to go down, him absolutely rip it up, because you'd expect him to be the best player in that division, get a bit of confidence, and then maybe come back up.
Now, with the identity of the next Manchester United manager still up in the air, Jim White floated the idea of David Moyes returning to Old Trafford. Oh my goodness. Simon Jordan wasn't so sure. Me neither.
David Moyes undoubtedly was harshly treated. Undoubtedly by the standards that have been deployed to other people, whether it's Mourinho, Louis van Gaal, whether it's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Of course he has. But everybody with half a brain in football knew that was a poison chalice. Now, it's a different situation because almost for these poor Man United fans, as much as you can say such a thing, their expectations have been smashed out of them. They still expect to do better than they're doing, but they're beginning to hone their expectations and realising that they're no longer the Man United that has a God-given right, perhaps, yeah, to be the poster boys of the Premier League. They've got a lot of work to do. So that means this would be the perfect time for David Moyes to potentially go back to Manchester United. But does it mean that then it becomes a winning machine again? I'm not sure that it does.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to Super Charlie Austin and the QPR striker, recalling the time his granddad started a rumour that he was Scottish, when of course he was English, even though he said he was Scottish. He was clearly English. And he got the call from Scotland about saying, anyway, this is the story. I've just sort of ruined it for you.
My gramp, yeah, my dad's dad, went racing one day. I was around the table and that was all talking. I think he had a few and he just said, oh, I think we've got Scottish blood and that in the family. Then it's somehow transpired that some part of the Scottish management team or the SFA board got back to them, got wind of what he was saying. Then my agent got a phone call saying, oh, we've heard that Charlie's got some Scottish heritage and all that kind of stuff. And my agent was like,
did he phone you, your agent,
yeah,
to check?
Charlie's like, what's going on here? So So I rang my dad and said to him, oh, mate, have we got anything? He's like, no. Grant was at racing at the weekend just spouting off that we got Scottish blood. And obviously it's got all the way back. So I had to ring my agent and say to him, my Grant was just on one at the weekend, just to spread him rumours.
So you could have got the call up for Scotland.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have had, I didn't have nothing.
No, I know, but if there was some connection, you would have, would you have played for them?
Yes.
You would have played for Scotland before England?
Yeah, if the opportunity came, yeah.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I honestly do not care. I am, however, back on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, at 4 p.m. today, alongside DB. Yeah, David Beckham. No, I was joking. It is Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. I don't know why I've gone up. I'll stay at this voice. So until then, thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.